This WBEZ podcast is supported by Hacia, whose Executive Fellows Program provides Black and Latinx business owners with real-world tools and strategies needed to master fundamental management concepts related to company stability and growth. Registrants learn through one-on-one executive coaching sessions with subject matter experts in the areas of finance, business development, operations, and legal. More info at haciaworks.org.
The head of Chicago's Maine Police Union says he's resigning this morning from Chicago Police. Fraternal Order of Police President John Catanzara made the unexpected announcement yesterday at a police board hearing about a recommendation to fire him. WBEZ's Chip Mitchell followed yesterday's hearing and joins us now. Good morning, Chip.
Morning, Mary.
First, can you tell us about this police board hearing and the dismissal charges?
Yeah, it was going to be a three-day hearing about 18 incidents before Catanzara was elected the union's leader last year. Most of these were Facebook postings alleged to be biased, obscene, or disrespectful to police superiors. For one posting, Catanzara was accused of bias against Muslims. He was reacting to a video of a woman being stoned to death. He wrote, quote, "Savages, they all deserve a bullet." And Catanzara would filed criminal reports against police bosses. One was against Eddie Johnson, the CPD superintendent at the time. Catanzara accused him of breaking the law by joining an anti-violence march on the Dan Ryan, Mary.
What happened yesterday?
Well, an attorney for the city said Catanzara breaks rules and thumbs his nose at superiors just for attention. Catanzara's attorney called him a whistleblower who speaks up for other rank-and-file cops. But Catanzara testified it was pointless to deal with police bosses through the proper channels. He said he wasn't calling all Muslims savages, just the ones who follow Sharia law. He also called the dismissal hearing a show with a predetermined outcome. And then his announcement that he's quitting the force. And then last night he goes back to the union office, Marion, and records a video pointing at Mayor Lori Lightfoot.
If they had their way and this kangaroo court was willing and able to proceed, and they did end up firing me, it would only embolden this mayor even more and demoralize this membership. There was no way that the mayor could ever be allowed to utter the words that I was fired.
This police board hearing was supposed to last till Wednesday, but if Catanzara is resigning or retiring, as he says, it's over, so he can't be fired from the Chicago Police Department. What about his job as union president?
Well, Catanzara will get to stay on as FOP president for now. He's not up for re-election until 2023. He's also talking about running for mayor, Mary, trying to unseat Lightfoot. This comes as Catanzara leads the union battle against her mandate that city employees get vaccinated. He had a victory this month when a judge suspended that mandate.
That's the COVID vaccination mandate that's been suspended and officers can get tested. Chip, you've reported about Catanzara since before his Fraternal Order of Police election. How important is this announcement that he's retiring from Chicago Police?
Well, he had 50 misconduct complaints, 8 suspensions, dismissal attempts by 2 police superintendents. A lot of cops, especially white ones, they love his confrontational style. And at least one way Catanzara has delivered for officers. This summer, his team negotiated contract terms with big retroactive paychecks. But Catanzara, his embrace of Donald Trump, the lack of any black cops on the union's 28-member board, he's all a big turnoff for many African-American officers. And a lot of cops were disgusted when Catanzara, I interviewed him, and he defended the U.S. Capitol rioters. The other day, I was talking with a longtime West Side beat cop. He's a white copper. He says Catanzara drives a wedge between the police and the public. And he says that's the last thing we need during a gun violence surge. And some people behind the consent decree, Mary, the city's police reform agreement, they say getting rid of Catanzara is important for the legitimacy of the city's police accountability apparatus.
Thanks for that update. WBEZ's Chip Mitchell.